Good evening, everyone. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design, because you are and I am, and we're learning to design it together. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and here we all are on wonderful BBS Radio. I'm hoping that tonight's going to be a really interesting call-in show. You're going to call in. We're going to talk about things like beliefs. Remember on Jackie's show, we all got started digging up beliefs, which we've kind of done before, but having the Seth material running through us like veins of gold, the old Seth material from the late 60s, early 70s, has really amped up that recognition that the beliefs that we're functioning with are things that just magnetize and collect their friends and become a huge weaving that can short sheet your soul journey and all your affirmations. So we're going to work a little bit on that. There's a lot going on the planet, in case you didn't notice. And a lot of people, especially with the government stuff and the PAC thing, and I don't purport to talk about a lot of political issues because I don't study politics, but Bob does, my partner, and I pick his brain. There's so much going on that I even catch in the news and the little bits that I see that makes you just go, what? Do they care how we are? Genetically engineered politicians, maybe that's the problem, huh? I think there's some really crazy, crazy stuff. And I don't know about you, but I have found since January the 1st that the amount of dynamism that's of really rapid change, things that are seem to be lost, things that are found, things that are happening, things that are delayed, things that are changed, they're happening suddenly. People phoning for, I have a lot of clients, as you probably know, and some are phoning and all of a sudden they can't bear their relationships, or suddenly all their lives open up and then somebody else calls and she's really stagnant. But it all doesn't seem, oh, this person's always stagnant. It seems like there's a poignant period of stagnancy, which in itself is a dramatic statement in the person's life. It seems like there's a lot going on. And just before the show, quite often I channel, Bob and I talk to the guides, and they were reminding us that it's very crucial at this time on the planet for as many of us, and I know you're all doing this already, as many of us as possible to be going in and finding out what's really true for ourselves, dump some of those beliefs or at least pull them up so you know what's operating underneath and keeping you designed a certain way. But bottom line is to get inside yourself and find out where you're disquieted, where are you uncomfortable, where does your lifestyle pressure you, where do you feel like you want to scream and go, this isn't really me, who's really me? That kind of stuff, it's really, really important, because when you can get into that kind of golden center of self, remember, you're the only one in the universe that's you. That's something that still startles me periodically. You're the only one like you in the whole universe. So the idea is finding out when you're in that deep, deep place of self-knowing and self-permission and self-exploration and self-expression, all of those places, you're really, really creative. And we put that into the collective. We raise the fields and frequencies. Your frequencies go up when you're like that as well. And we raise the fields and frequencies in the collective. That makes a huge difference. And we've all learned through the years that adversarial behavior, I'm an old 60s radical, and how we used to be combative and fight and go to the streets and all that. It worked for a while then. I mean, we did a good job, I have to say. But the adversarial stuff doesn't seem to work well these days because I think because of the complexities of the communications, and it's just, and we lose ourselves. You know, if you're really adversarial, you end up, you don't even know who you are or why you're doing this or that. So I really am supportive of the Occupy movement on one hand, and on the other hand, I know that if we don't go in and stay attuned to who we really are, we get swept up in that kind of numbness and ignorance that's going on. We get fed ways to think and ways to behave and ways to react, and we're kind of enslaved, aren't we? Sounds like I'm talking politics here. I'm just saying the deepest, politics means about people, doesn't it? And actually, the deepest level of politics you and I can employ is that deepening of self into self and really knowing who you are, what are your skills and talents, what brings you into fulfillment. And the more and more we can do that as we step forward in such an empowered way, we can actually make a difference in the collective of our species. So you're going to call in tonight and tell me what's going on in your life. How are you doing? Looking for jobs? Working with your job? How's your relationship going? How's your health? And how can we empower your health? I kind of chuckle when all this healthcare talk and how much it costs to be sick in America and all that. And I go, boy, we really need to keep investigating alternative health, and because we really appreciate the medical support when we need it. But the more we can understand, it's the same as empowering yourself politically. The more we can understand about what makes us tick. What is it that my diet makes me feel strong? What is it that works really well with me? It might not work with you. You're the one who has to find out what works well with you, right? It's not just diet. It's herbs. It's amino acids. It's supplements. It's consciousness. It's, I have a little thing. I really burnt my hand last night. I had a frying pan in the oven. It got really hot, of course. Then it was sitting on the top of the stove, and I thought, ooh, that looks good. And I went to grab the pan and to stir it and taste the juice. But I grabbed the handle, which was radiant hot, in my left hand, and I really burnt my palm. And I thought I was going to be sick, you know, that feeling. And I remembered when I'd been studying Christian Science years ago. I'm not really a Christian Science person now, but I really learned a lot then, did some wonderful healing with it. And I remembered one of the lines I used to use that I had learned from them, which was, I am a direct reflection of God. And then the thing is, you've got an injury, so I had an injury, and God does not have a burnt palm. And I was jumping around the kitchen here going, ah! But I was saying, I'm a direct reflection of God. God's palm is not burned. God does not have a burnt hand. I'm a direct reflection of God. And I just, going on and on, well, guess what? Next day, I don't have any traces of it. I can feel the sensitivity in the palm, but I have no traces of the burn that was, which should have happened, if you know what I mean. So I'm saying to you, that is back to empowering ourselves. Use the wisdom that we know. Call in divinity. Call in your consciousness and apply it all over the place. Because I think during this period of the shift and the increasing frequencies in and around our planet, in the universe, even in the collective of our species, we can become a much more powerful, powerful group than we've let ourselves be before. But we got to put all the stuff to work to truly empower ourselves. So let's play at this, because a lot of this stuff is really fun, isn't it? I mean, just to be really empowered is a lot more lighthearted and fun and happy and loving. And that's where the strength really is. And then we can support one another when we get that way. And we are collective, and a collective that's exciting. So let's start off with a meditation. I always love to start with a meditation. And I've heard from a number of you who really appreciate that. They do like it. And remember, one of my goals with the meditation is that we become vibrational community with kind of a common evolutionary frequency, and we're connected. Radiance by Design Connection. And I don't think I got into saying my name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and I love working with you guys, and I love working with my guides and angels. Deb is coming in at 7:30 to talk about, I don't know what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about what does it really mean to go through retrograde experiences. And, of course, all of you know that we're going to go right into Jackie's show after this show. And she's on part 3 on the abductees. Whoa, I love that. It's been very interesting. Most of the shows now are channeled, and you get to ask questions of the guides if you sent her team, if you sent your questions into Jackie, ethealing.com. So close your eyes. Oh, this is the first little breathing. This is a 7-breath situation, which we've done before, but this is a wonderful way to inspire yourself and lift yourself, and it doesn't take very long. It's going to be 7 breaths. And I want you to close your eyes and imagine in front of you. You can actually leave your eyes open for this, but it's less distracting to close them. And imagine in front of you someone, a being, or some beings that characterize divinity in your world. Lately, I've been seeing divine feminine, maybe in the form of Amaji or Amma and Bhagwan over in India, or a variety of people like you. I've studied many of them. So I see someone, or Jesus, or Buddha, and picture that being out there in front of you. And now picture yourself bringing that being into your chest, into your heart, on the in-breath. And on the out-breath, you put yourself in that person's heart in front of you. So on the in-breath, you're bringing them into your heart. And on the out-breath, you're sitting in their heart. So we're going to do 7 breaths like that, and then we'll go into our sacred geometric meditation. Are you ready? Okay. First breath, into yourself. Bring the being into yourself, divinity into yourself. And now you enter divinity. First breath. And 7. Let that settle for a moment. Good. Now above your head, see a golden ball. Maybe it's 2 miles up. And below your spine, another golden ball. And drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball through your spine into the lower golden ball. And let it go right into the earth. And now drop from the upper golden ball to about waist height, a pyramid, a four-sided pyramid. And then upside down, with its point meeting the lower golden ball, another four-sided pyramid. 2 pyramids fit together and become an octahedron. And inside of the octahedron, there's the crystal ball. And the outside edges of the crystal ball touch the inside edges of your octahedron. And inside that, there you are in a star tetrahedron, a 3-dimensional star of David. And you're inside that. Now spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. Ooh, I get dizzy. And in front of you, while you're spinning, this is magic, right? So we can have these different energies moving. In front of you, see the magical screen. And we're going to create some pictures on the screen. And the first one is, who is it you want to become? Of course, you want to be yourself, your true self. And I always want to be consciously multidimensional, coming from the heart. So when you're setting up whatever it is you want to be, as soon as you start feeling like you can really relate to that happening, wrap that in light, give her a smile, or him, and move to the next screen. And now what kind of, what would you like to create? What kind of project do you want to create? Is it home and family? Is it a book? I want to do a television show and a whole bunch of other things. Whatever it is you want to make, a business. See all the resources coming together to create that. Good. And see it functioning really well. Movie, it's your movie. You're the director, the producer, and the performer. Oh my goodness. And all the pieces come together, and to sustain it, you see all the resources coming to help it sustain itself. Oh, it makes us so happy, doesn't it? Wrap it in light. And now the next one is the Galactic Healing Center. And remember, you have a healing team in your invisible neighborhood, and have that healing team step around, circle this wonderful healing table. And the first person that comes in to lie on the table is you. So lay on that table. and ask for what it is you need, what it is you want, or ask them what you need because they might tell you too. Mm-hmm. You just gave me a beautiful piece of information. You might get some for yourself. And have them work away on you. Good. Wow. I'm getting a lot of work done right now. They're pulling a lot of information out of my chest, which is interesting. What's happening with you? When it gets going, wrap that in light and move it over to the side so you can be stewed in your healing vibration. And remember, the team can replicate themselves, they're magical, around a fresh table. Good. And now we're going to have someone lie down on the table who you choose, or someone who just shows up, who needs help, who's going through something. I'm bringing in someone who's a woman, a lovely woman, who's got a very severe case of colitis. And I'm asking what they could do for her, what will they do for her, and what will they teach us? Aww. And again, they do the same thing every time, which is they pull something from the person's brain, you know, which is kind of the computer that runs the whole mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual habitude, if you will. And they're now, and they're soothing and soothing this person's intestinal area, colon. Okay. And they're speaking with her, and it's not our business, but they're speaking very gently with her about things to release in her thinking. Work. Okay, and wrap that in light and move it over to the right. Now here's someone who's had a real, an extreme, the team replicates themselves and we have a fresh table. And here's someone who has an extreme health condition where the has had a heat stroke and since then hasn't been able to manage body heat, and it can be just dreadful. So we're having that person lie on the table and asking the team for advice. Good. And who do you have on your table? And the question is, what do we ask for? Sometimes you ask them to tell you, and that's the best way to do it. Now, it's interesting with this person. They're cleaning out a lot of visceral information and also brain, left side of the brain, right side of the brain, it seems. But it might be left. I could be mirroring. It's really hard for us intuitives to get right or left and to be exactly accurate. Anyway, they're doing a lot of clearing, so we're going to wrap that one in light and move it to the side. Excellent job. And here's a woman who one more comes in, and we have the team replicating themselves. And this one is chemically sensitive, works with a lot of people who need care, and for example, in the place where she's been working, they're using toxic chemicals to clean it up because people were getting some kind of flu. So this one is lambasted, and she's worked on herself for a long, long time. So we're asking them if they can see. Yes, they can see her, and she's on the table, and we're asking them to advise us, or advise her anyway, on how to help herself. Is there any way to break out of this chemical sensitivity? And you know, with our planet like it is, oh my gosh, some of the toxic materials that we're all dealing with, she can't really handle any of them. Yet she's a strong healer and a hard worker. There we go. And you know what they're doing on her? I don't know what they're doing with your person, but they're doing a lot with her base chakra, with the they're rearranging some of her deeper underlying principles and beliefs. It's like they're showing me that they're kind of going through, working it like it's pastry. They're working it with fingers, a whole bunch of them, and trying to undo some of the striations of old programming. It's all been woven there. And they're loving her. Wrap it in light and let it bless itself as it perks over here on the side. And now we're going to bring in a healing table and a fresh team, and we're going to bring in a world political situation. Let's bring in this pack stuff. This is just the whole concept of the people who have the most corporate support will win. It's like buying the government, isn't it? So let's bring that in and put it on the table and say to the guides and angels, what, and to the healing team, what on earth can be done about this? And they said massage their brains, but I'm not really sure. Seems more like the heart that needs massaging. So they're bringing in tremendous healing frequencies, and they're moving them through that part of the consciousness, those beings that think that that's just and fair. And they're moving some wonderful, it's kind of an apricot, goldy, sparkling light that comes through. And they're infusing many, many of the individuals who are running for office. And it's funny, they seem to be picking key figures who are not necessarily running for office, but are behind the scenes. And just as lobbyists and corporate leaders have power, so do some of these people behind the scenes, and there's a lot of leadership behind the scenes that can do something to assuage that seemingly irrevocable demand of those who are in high places, high financial places. So they're just empowering some of these people behind the scenes. Yeah. So let's see these beautiful, bright, harmonizing frequencies coming down through the tops of your head. We've got the healing team working with this. Oh, and I didn't call it in, but let's see the layers and layers of consciousness that work with our healing team. And have it keep infusing and imbuing some of these other beings with the light of harmony, of understanding, of consciousness. And then have that gorgeous light come down through the top of your head, move down into your heart, whirl around, and come out your arms and hands. Extend your hands and then pat that beautiful, beautiful, harmonizing, infinitely caring frequency into some of these beings, or all of them. Good. And then charge it up and send it to all parts of the world where people are suffering from lack or from domination, or from starvation, or from sicknesses, or from global warming or global cooling, the inequities. Yeah. And have it move round and round and round our planet so it looks like this beautiful, beautiful apricot gold. Looks like the full moon in Leo. And have that light go round and round the planet, come back up into your hands and into your arms, into your chest, into your heart, back up to the top of your head, way out into the great central sun. Now let's close off the Galactic Healing Center and pop into your star tetrahedron. Good. And now spin and spin and spin and spin and spin your way out here to talk to me. Spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and come on home. And let's have a nice chat. Call in with your questions. I think that Deb's going to be calling in a minute, too. But that's okay. We can have two of you on the line at a time, and then we're going to listen to what Deb has to say, or I'm going to chew her ear off myself. It's 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. It's funny because I realized doing that meditation that it is so important for us to be shining out there, isn't it? To be sending light to all kinds of people in difficulty or all kinds of people who are living in, oh, competition and unfairness and super unconsciousness. So, Seth, if you call Deb, ring a bell so I know she's on the air. Who's going to call in?
Oh,
hi. You are? Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm good. Well, great meditation.
Oh, good. Thank you. It is true, isn't it, Deb, that we need to be shining light out there for everybody to get lifted, huh?
Absolutely. You know, when you were talking about, how did you put it? You were talking about people being, I think you said stagnating.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about, with Mars retrograde, I don't think it's so much that people are stagnating. They might feel like they're stagnating, but I think it's more that their energy is being redirected. Mars is very often by astrologers called the warrior, but I like to call it the more of an advocate. Are you getting that feedback, or am I just hearing that?
I'm not having any feedback here.
Good. Okay. Good. I just didn't want it to be on the radio. So if Mars is more advocational, then it's more teaching us how we want to use energy. So that I think when we're using it in an old way and we're pushing too hard, pushing. And pushing with the ego, that sort of Mars ego, then we're not going to get anywhere. And we're going to feel stagnated. But really what we're doing is we're just being re-educated about energy and drive and desire and you and I were just talking a little while ago about the beauty of retrograde. And I don't want to spend a lot of time because I know people want to call in. But...
Well, just saying, I'm going to tell my caller to just, you can come on hold for a few minutes and listen, and then you can talk to Deb yourself in a minute. We'll just let her finish her thought, okay? Go ahead, Deb.
So the thing about retrograde periods is that they're a beautiful learning tool. They're not negative, and so it's, for everyone who's listening, if you can try to think differently about a retrograde time for a planet, Mercury or Mars or Saturn just went retrograde on Tuesday morning right before the full moon. Basically what happens is when a planet is going forward, we're always reaching outward. And when a planet is going retrograde or backward, the focus is more toward the inner. And when we're focused more toward the inner, we're literally connecting with the more essential sort of light body part of ourselves. And so really, it's not a negative thing. It's a really deep, enriching thing when a planet goes back. Therefore, it's almost like we're in more direct contact with the most essential part of ourselves, with the part of ourselves that's the most real.
And is it according to the subject of that planet? Like, for example, is it with Saturn going retrograde, it has to do with dealing with, like, karmic things or construction or...
Well, the thing about karma and Saturn is kind of old school. I think it doesn't... People don't understand what that means because everything's karmic. There isn't anything that isn't karmic. But the thing with Saturn is it's always about teaching us how to be disciplined and how to create boundaries for ourselves. So when it goes backward like it has now in a sign like Libra, then it's going to show us where we want boundaries around our relationships, where we're tired of doing the Libra thing where we're always trying to make nice for everybody else. And Saturn goes backward in Libra, and it says, wait a minute, where are your boundaries here? And where is your self-discipline here? And a lot of times it takes a lot of self-discipline with a Libra expression to stop. Libra has trouble sometimes choosing between this and that, because it's one of the beautiful things about Libra is that it can see all sides of everything, and it wants everything to be okay for everyone. But when Saturn is in Libra and then going, you know, connecting more with the deep inner essential self, it's basically saying to us, discipline yourself, that's Saturn, to find the boundaries that you need so that the clearest expression of your deep inner self can be felt, so that you're first finding that Libra balance within the core self before you try to, you know, find balance in any relationship with anybody else in the outer world.
Mm-hmm. I like that. It has to be me first. It's all about me.
But it's not really about. But it's not really about me. It's about inner balance. Meaning, when we balance the inner, we're balancing with all the light body, the light body, because we connect to our own, which is connected to the whole thing.
Yes, but I think people have to go from the inside out. I don't think they can go from the outside in.
I do, too. And that's why I love retrograde. I love it when planets go retrograde. I think it's always much more, the times are more enriching. We just have to stop thinking negatively, because we've got these old voices from really archaic astrology. And unfortunately, most astrologers still practice this way, saying, you know, when a planet goes retrograde, oh, no. It's the big, oh, no. We have to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an oh, no. I want to get off so that your caller can...
Well, you don't have to get off yet, because I wonder if she wants to talk to you or he. Hello, caller. You're on the air, and you're welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name's Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. Welcome
Hello.
To the show. Hi. Can you?
Thank you.
All right. Would you like to
well,
talk
that
to
was the... I'd like to talk to you, Veronica.
Okay.
And that was a fascinating meditation. I really enjoyed it a lot.
Good. I'm glad.
And, yeah, it was great. And I was just curious if you see any big changes up for me this spring?
I do. It's funny, I'm seeing a relationship. There's something about are you in a relationship?
Nope.
Well, there's something to do with a relationship, but it's in about a month or so. And I'm not one who goes around predicting you're going to meet a tall, dark, and handsome man. But it's like you've been, so it sounds like I'm going to do that anyway. It feels like you've been separated from some part of your being. And this kind of ties into what Deb was saying. It seems like you've been separate from a part of yourself that really wasn't available for sharing or relationship, for some kind of either recovery or self-discovery. I haven't taken time to really look at that. But it's like you go through that, and by about the end of March, you're moving forward again and wanting to get into relationship with someone. And it looks good. Do you have a child?
No.
Oh, man, then he probably does. But anyway, there's a child there as well. So I don't think you're going to suddenly get pregnant. But anyway, it's like you're going to go through a huge change near the end of March, I would say. And it's going to give you more of your real self. That's a good thing, because it's like you've been holding your real self back. Do you know that?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. How does that sound?
Yeah. Yes, I do. That sounds like accurate.
So is there anything else, or shall I just move on?
You can move on. That's great.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
And keep
Bye.
Listening. Bye. Deb, are you still on?
I am.
It's just interesting, because that first caller, she, to me, was an exhibit of some of what we were talking about. Because she looked like a part of her was held way back, and it was going to move back out. Well, this was by the end of March. I don't know if the timing is right, but it sounds more like she was living in retrograde herself.
The thing about retrograde is it doesn't mean going backward. We talked about this earlier. I don't think it's possible for things to go backward. I don't. I think the trajectory is always forward. And that a lot of times with Saturn retrograde, any retrograde, instead of going backward, we're going inward. There's a difference.
I like that. But you're going inward in order to what? Clear influences? To redesign?
To connect with the deeper self.
Yeah.
It's in a nutshell. And then it depends. The planet's job, each planet has a different job. So when we connect with the deeper self, if it's a Mercury retrograde, then we're working with how we perceive and communicate from that deeper, richer place that doesn't have judgment, doesn't have ego, is just, you know, selfless and connected to everything that is. If it's Saturn that's going inward, retrograde, then what we're doing is we're learning how to find the kinds of inner boundaries we need to really, when it turns around again, place the outer boundaries around ourselves in a more authentic way. You know, a lot of times we're reaching out outward, trying to set up parameters for ourselves or disciplines for ourselves, but they're not always connected with what the core of us needs or understands is again the most essential. So it's such a beautiful time, sort of a tender time, to get information from the part of ourselves that's not connecting with our ego.
Excellent. So what have you been doing over the last few weeks with all this going on?
Moving.
And when did Saturn go retrograde?
On Tuesday, just a few hours. There's a full moon in Leo, mm-hmm. and which out here on the West Coast was at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I would think it was about 7 or 8 in the morning that Saturn went retrograde, so 5 mm-hmm. or 6 hours before the moon was full in Leo. That Leo full moon was really interesting, too, because it was such a beautiful, dramatic moon just lit just in the
Wasn't
sky.
Wasn't it
Did
gorgeous?
You notice that?
Oh, my Lord, yes.
Such a Leo moon. I mean, my mm-hmm. God, it was just a big, huge, golden thing. Mm-hmm. And everybody I talked to all over different parts of the West saw it that way. So it wasn't just those of us up here, I don't think up here in the Northwest. But anyway, Leo is all essential. There are a lot, like all the signs, it has a lot of things to say to us. But one of them is, again, watch how you use your outer power. And watch where Leo always wants us to examine, to look at the paradigm of, or the paradox between the power of love and the love of power.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge learning curve for Leo. It's always teaching us that. So the moon is full in Leo, and we get experiences coming at us that help us to see where we're experiencing a desire for power over a desire for love, you know, and especially, and because Saturn went retrograde in Libra just a few hours before, it's going to be reflected in our relationships. So a lot of people were probably getting that thing of, now am I looking for love here or am I looking for power here?
You know, well, I think I told you earlier, it's a lot of people I'm talking to are flipping out and going, I'm not doing this relationship anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of interesting.
I mean, that would definitely be Saturn going backward in Libra.
Mm-hmm. Real
connecting
question.
To the deep inner self, which says, give yourself some boundaries here. If it's not working, you've got to have some boundaries. You can't always be worrying about what everybody else needs and what everybody else thinks. One of the shadows for Libra, and you know, I always say this, and I need to say it again. I'm not talking about people with Libra sun or Libra moon. I'm talking about Libra, the energy Libra, that's floating around in the universe, and sometimes people with Libra suns have to work on this, and sometimes they don't. But one of the shadows, greatest shadows for Libra, is worrying about what everybody thinks. So when what does this look like? Oh my God, I better not do this because what will it look like? And so Saturn says, when it goes in, you know, it becomes inner directed, it goes retrograde. It's like Saturn loves discipline. Loves discipline, and it loves to master a situation and ground us. So it says, here, ground yourself, give yourself some boundaries, give yourself some ground, and don't worry about what anybody thinks.
Oh, that's a good combination. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we can look at where we do worry about it. Anyway, I think I should get off so more people can call in. I'm afraid they think they can't because I'm on the phone.
Well, you know, what's interesting is what you just said is making me think a lot, so I better make more noise. Da-da-da! I thank you for that. And I like thinking of retrograde like that because a lot of what the guides are saying when I'm doing channeling is that you got to really find your own power with the political stuff that's going on out there. You have to find your own inner power, and that has to collect us and radiate. And so it sort of matches all of that, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that has so much to do with, is that your phone ringing or my phone ringing?
Yours.
I think it's fine. I think a lot of that, what you're talking about there, too, also has to do with what Uranus is doing in Aries right now. Uranus wants us to be 100% real, and it wants us to take that 100% authentic self into community in a new way. We're building community in a new way. Politics, as we know it, that is sort of a stuck place.
Mm-hmm.
But
it
you know,
is, yeah. But if we want to fight, we can't really fight it as much as we be what it is we're trying to get to.
Yeah, we create a different system. We create community, And right. we work within community.
Yeah, and we create it from our consciousness. Anyway, tell everybody how to get hold of you, and thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. You can get a hold of me. My email address is deb@lovedogdesign.com. Or you can go to my website, which is www.lovedogdesign.com. Thank you so much, Veronica. I love talking with you.
I'm so glad that you're on, and I love it when you call in and talk with us, too. So you're making me think about restructuring and relationship and our power in the world these days.
Yeah, thank and not you. Worrying about what anybody else thinks.
That's right. Well, ultimately, as community workers, we do, in a sense. Oh, wait, we concern ourselves with harmonizing. That's different.
But I think that the greatest harmony is found in not trying to harmonize.
In not trying to?
Not trying to harmonize. That the point isn't to harmonize. The point is to be truthful and honest and kind. And kindness just seeks its own. It becomes harmonizing.
That's right.
In other words,
you're absolutely right.
The point isn't to harmonize itself. That just isn't. That's a result.
Mm-hmm.
Of
good. I like that actually. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Deb.
All right. Good night.
All right. And good night. Well, so that's a really good point. And I wanted to talk a little bit. Well, I want more of you to call in, if you will, please, and tell us what's going on in your world and how are you doing, feeling the power of who you are, the deeper nature of who you are. And now in the process of deepening and going into retrograde, we may encounter some of the belief structures that we have in there. I can't have because somebody else might lose. I can't have because I come from a family that doesn't have. Whatever they are. Let's take a look at some belief stuff together. So call in. Let's find out what's going on with you. And I see the belief stuff in the form of energy, and we can move some of that as well. And also, I was just thinking how the retrogrades really help us to see those beliefs, don't they? I'm really fascinated by that. And let's see who I can pick on here. I'm going to look to pick on someone. There's somebody who's pretending to hide. I can see you there. She's going, don't look at me, don't look at me. And this is a person who feels extremely stuck. Oh, I see. So one of the reasons you feel stuck is that you feel like you're getting older, that you've been quite sort of timid a lot of your life, and you really need to make a big change, and you're really, really scared to do that. You need to make a big change in your work, and you need to make a big change in how you, I guess bottom line is how you see yourself. Your body is kind of shaky or timid. You need to do a physical workout, because I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, it's really important to make your body physically strong enough so that it can withstand the winds of change. And being physically strong does an amazing thing for your brain. So I'm seeing this lady who's so sweet and is trying to hide on me, and I'm looking at you going, you need to do some kind of physical exercise, and even if it's something as simple as walking and breathing intensely. 2 minutes of rapid panting through the nose is an amazing tool for shifting a bunch of old cobwebs in the brain, for starters. I'm not saying you have a brain full of old cobwebs. I'm saying you bought into your fragility and sensitivity in such a way that now that you're in your 50s, it's really hard for you to make a change. And I'm saying to you, you're not as fragile and sensitive. You're very sensitive. And sensitivity can be your greatest power if you work it right. But if you allow your physical to remain fragile the way it is, and you don't have to do that, but if you do, it affects the brain too. It makes your brain more hesitant and more indecisive. I don't know if you're a Libra. You might be, actually. But your brain gets more and more indecisive about taking steps to change. So remember we talked about, Deb was talking about how retrogrades mean you go inside, right? And you find out the deepening of yourself so that you can come back out with a greater strength of self. And I'm saying that's ideal for you. And the other thing, I've already said it, is a little physical activity to, like, if you don't know what to do and you're feeling really shaky, start working out a little bit. That might mean walking around the block 5 times. That might mean something I've done for 36 or 37 years now is I do a crazy dance. I dance for 20 minutes to Van Morrison or sometimes more spiritual music. Just dance my head off, and what happens is a lot of times the vulnerability and fragility just falls off my body, and it works really well to tighten up the brain and make me able to think better, see better, feel better, be more of an intuitive. So I watch you and I go, you really need to do that. Another reason you need to do something like that is because you need to laugh more and not take yourself quite so seriously. What you're reaffirming in your brain over and over, and you're listening to this show, which tells me that your brain is seeking and your body is seeking, you know, some empowerment tools. I know that you are. But your brain's telling you that you can't really change and you can't be more of a person. And I want to tease you and go, I can see you. You sure can. All it would take is some pretty physical activity before you make any decisions at all. The decisions will help make themselves when you can tighten up your physical. So remember, that's just like dancing, walking, breathing. You don't have to join a gym if you don't want to. Do a little bit of yoga, whatever. Let's see what else we've got going on out there. Call in, you guys. Come on. Oh, yeah, and back to my fragile woman is some of the beliefs that you've got there is that I can't be this way because of my family or something. I can't make a huge change. I'm kind of stuck, and I'm terrified. Those are kind of things that when you encounter some of the beliefs, you want to jot them down, because the more you concretize them or bring them up, the easier it is to unhook them from that incredible meshing inside of yourself. Yes, and you also feel like you don't have the right to be what you fantasize about. That's another belief you need to really look at. So let's look over here at this one. This man is coming and going, and these must be Libra people, because this guy's coming and going, and he's changing his mind all of the time. You're not strong in your focus forward, because deep down, you don't believe that you can have what you want. Do you know that? And I see a pressure going down the front of your body, almost like if you're not careful, it can constrict the lungs and make you more, I shouldn't say it this way, but When we constrict any parts of our body, it's easier for microbes of various types to settle in those places, isn't it? So you need to do, like my other lady friend here, you need to do some exercise that really pushes out the lungs. I think actually you know about the art of breathing, but I'm seeing you tuck yourself away. I'm not sure why. Yeah. And yet all you need to do is really burst forward. You're one who I think should sing a lot, and that would really help you burst out of this way that you keep yourself tucked in. There's something you want to do in your own business, and it would work a lot easier if you can just stretch out your body. And maybe that Saturn retrograde has something to do with that, is going in and deepening your who you really are and how we use our body as the vehicle for presenting who we really are. So after this show, I hope some of you can stay tuned for Jackie's show at the top of the hour. She's going to do her third week talking about abductions and those people that feel like they've been abducted. And she's accepting a lot of questions, so people are calling in or writing in. They're not calling in live. They're writing in questions to her website. I think it's jackie@ethealing.com. And I'll be there kind of shepherding them. But most of the time, the team is going to be talking, and the questions are going to be answered by the team. Next Tuesday, and I'll tell you about my next show, Paradigm Shifters, Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on BBS Radio. we're featuring Galexis again, and I know a lot of you just really love it when Galexis comes on the air. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff, including always talk to Galexis about politics and what to do about self-empowerment in the political situation. And I think we're going to talk about money and stuff. But so you can let me know if you want to have some input. Send me a message, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. That would be wonderful. And I'm really enjoying these times. So many things are happening so quickly. How many of you find that out? You've got time for one more call, or else maybe we don't. Yeah, we do have time for one more call. What's happening in your world? What's happening with some of you out there that are in the performing role? There's a lot of big changes going on all over the world politically. Oh, goody, I've got my caller. Hi, you're on the air, and you're really welcome.
Hi, Veronica. It's Kim.
Hi, Kim. I've been prattling away here hoping somebody would call.
I think you were the. I think I was the one hiding from you, actually.
Oh yeah. Well, get out here. I can see you, darling.
Really interesting. One thing's really interesting. Like 2 nights ago, I kind of got upset with John a little bit, and I was doing like 3 or 4 things. Like I was doing dishes and cookie supper, and doing laundry and just trying to do something else and something else, and I got done, and I realized, like, my hand really hurt, and I know that I must have hit my hand. On the back of my hand, there was this humongous red knot, and, like, I freaking out because I wasn't sure, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, something's wrong with me, so I got to calm down a little bit. So I went, and I kind of did Reiki and, you know, calmed down a little bit, and it was in the back, it's on the back of my left hand. And I thought, okay, now I can heal this, and I freaked out a little bit, like, kind of hyperventilated and thought, okay, now is it like a blood clot or is it a bruise or what's it going to be? But within 20 minutes, it formed into just a big red spot. So the knot or the big bump in my hand, which was really alarming because it was like bigger than a quarter and it like was big, it was gone. But I still have a really, really faint bruise that you can barely see. But I thought that was interesting because it's my left hand and it you did your left hand 24 hours later.
Which is us receiving our intuitive and feminine, receiving it is, isn't it?
Well, and I think it made me slow down and realize that not only did I was maybe misusing my anger, which actually probably was true, and I was doing too much multitasking. John encourages that, unfortunately, sometimes in me. I really kind of claimed my vulnerability, as in I always kind of hated, I always kind of was alarmed by, I have kind of olive skin, okay, so I'm, but I always was alarmed by, you know, those real fair old women who would get these bruises all over their arms, you know, maybe they were my grandmothers or whatever, and I always thought that it was about their fragility, that's what it. And then I thought, okay, so then I'm going to have one, and then I didn't, and I was kind of delighted.
Yeah, because, you know, and we have to say goodbye right now, but what you've done is you've really brought the power that we're looking for. That's the thing we're trying to bring up in our healing, isn't it? Power to change
Veronica, you really were talking to me, and I really am going to get moving. It's been kind of cold here, you know, as far as winter. I'm going to start walking or jumping or something. I know I am.
Dance, honey. Pick your favorite music and dance.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Even if it's just, and John could join me for 20 minutes.
Exactly. And it, people are who know me well and love me don't care. It looks like a noodly thing, but it always works.
Yeah, that's great. So I'll
take
listen
care.
To Jackie and you in the next hour.
Wonderful. Thanks for your call, Kim.
Yeah, I'm a big fan, Veronica. Blessings.
Oh, blessings to you, honey. Thank you.
Thanks.
So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, I'll see some of you at the top of the hour, and be in touch if you've got any feedback on the show, suggestions for guests, or anything, or like a session with me, Veronica at Veronica Entwistle. Take a deep breath and breathe out blessings to one another in the Radiance community. Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening. Much love.